Jobs from A to Z. An astronaut. An astronaut is a person who travels in space. He or she also does some scientific experiments in space. The first astronaut was Yuri Gagarin, a Russian. He became the first human to travel into space in 1961. 2 years later, Valentina Tereshkova, also a Russian, became the first woman in space. The first Czech astronaut, Vladimír Remek, spent 8 days in orbit on board the Soyuz 28 space station in 1978. A baker. A baker is a very old job. The first bakers lived around 8,000 years ago in Egypt. A baker makes and sells bread, cakes and rolls. Bakers work in a bakery or a bake shop. Legend has it that the croissant, a special soft bread in the shape of a crescent, was invented by a Polish baker in Vienna. It happened after Jan Sobieski's army defeated the Turks. A dentist. Being a dentist is a very old job too, probably as old as toothache itself. We know people who treated teeth in ancient Egypt or China. They pulled out teeth, which was very brutal and painful. They even made false teeth out of ivory or bone. Did you know that the ancient Chinese used toothpaste? But it was very different from what we use today. Nowadays, dentists have very modern equipment, and a visit to your dentist may be quite a pleasant experience. A hairdresser. A hairdresser is a person who cuts people's hair and also puts it into different styles. He or she works in a place called the hairdressers. Today's hairdressers do a lot of things with people's hair. They cut it or shave it off. They wash, colour, and make hair straight, curly, or wavy. A postman. A postman or a postwoman is a person who delivers letters and other mail to people's homes. We live in the age of email sent by computer and text messages sent by mobile phones. Less and less people write traditional letters and postcards, but the postman's or postwoman's bag is still full. This may be because we get more and more bills, advertisements and letters from banks. A vet. Have you ever had a pet? Has it ever fallen ill or worse, had an accident? If the answer is yes, then you probably have visited a veterinary surgeon called a vet. It's an animal doctor who treats broken bones and all sorts of diseases of our dogs, cats, rabbits, and other pets we keep at home. Today's vets must be very skilled and have a lot of specialist equipment.